This is Dr. Mejia, the Time for the Patient, Barbara Kinkiner, K-I-N-G-K-I-N-E-R, medical records 160521, that was 731-1952. Referring physician self, procedure performed, attempted EGD, esophagoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, date of the procedure April 13, 2024. Indications, dysphagia, hysteroesophageal stricture, post-op diagnosis, impression 1. Procedure completed up to 30 centimeters from the incisors. Number 2, significant ulceration of the mid-esophagus. Number 3, severe stricture at the mid-esophagus, unable to pass the scope beyond that area. Number 4, possible candida esophagitis period. Deformation incision, 30 centimeters from the incisors. Complication non-immediate, medication as remote anesthesia care paragraph. Opera procedure after phone consent was obtained. Patient was put in the left lateral cubitus position. Periscope was introduced into the mouth, advanced to the oropharynx, into the esophagus at 30 centimeters from the mouth, from the incisors. Procedure stopped in that area, unable to pass the scope beyond that due to severe stricture and ulceration period. The rest of the esophagus and stomach and duodenum not examined, period. Findings, oropharynx appear normal, pure fragment of esophagus. There's white exudate in the upper esophagus, possibly consistent with candida esophagitis, period. Biopsy taken. At 30 centimeters from the incisors, there's significant ulceration of the esophagus noted. A severe stricture was noted. Unable to pass the scope beyond that area, period. Rest of the esophagus and stomach, duodenum not examined, period. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, patient will need to be in twice a day PPIs. Number 3, patient will need a possible dilation of the esophagus under fluoroscopy, period. Patient to stay on liquid diet, period. If not able to maintain PO intake, patient may need to be admitted to the hospital for further management, period. Patient is to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks.